come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. One of the shows that I have come to love is House of Pains. I remember watching it when it first came on, and there were so many different dynamics, and then it went off the air for a while, and it has recently come back. In this new generation of House of Pain, you see that the younger kids have grown up, and they're now late high schoolers and even collegiates. So one of the characters is Jazz. And Jasmine was, you know, always this bubbly, spitfire young woman. She was the daughter of Janine and her husband. And she had an older brother. Later on, her parents had a set of, I believe they're twins. And it just kind of talks about their story. Well, when you watch the new version or the updated version of the show, you find that Jazz is now late high school age. She is finding herself, and she's no longer the 7-8-year-old young lady that we used to see. She's still a spitfire, but she has different issues right now, as you can imagine. The things you deal with at 7 or 8, you know, she's just smiling and giggling all the time. Now, at about 17 or so, it's more serious. She's into dating and finding her interest and finding herself. And so in this dating posture, she comes across this young man who actually happens to be the son of a local pastor. And he gets her into a drug situation. They dealt with that a couple episodes ago. But in the most recent episode, or one of the most recent episodes, you see him beginning to pressure her for sex. But what you see, which is so amazing, is that Jasmine is standing her ground. She's like, I told you I'm not ready for that. And he says, but if you love me, you would do it. I do love you, but I'm not ready for that. But that's what people do when they're in love. And he's very persistent. He shows up at her door and he's having this conversation. She's like, you gotta go. At one point, she's like, Mom, you calling me? All right, here I come, Mom. Mom was not calling her. Mom was Janine. Janine was, I don't even know if she was really in the house, but she certainly wasn't calling Jazz. But Jasmine knew that she needed to do whatever needed to be done in the moment to pull herself out of that situation. You see, many of us find ourselves in situations where we don't belong. We find ourselves in situations where we're uncomfortable. We find ourselves in situations that will do damage to us. And I'm not talking about situations or growth opportunities that are uncomfortable. I'm talking about places you ain't got no business being, doing things you ain't got no business doing, with people you ain't got no business being around. That's what I'm talking about. That was what was happening in this particular situation. Not only did she find a way to escape that situation in the moment, but she found out later that he was still, quote unquote, following her. He shows up at her aunt's house where she's house sitting, and he says, well, I know your aunt and uncle aren't here. And you know, that starts to get a little bit of creepy. How do you know they're not here? He says, oh, well, I was sitting outside watching. I saw them leave. That's even more creepy, because then you're really so bent set on paying attention to what I'm doing that you're following my patterns. So that is something that she immediately caught hold of, and you can see her spidey senses were going off. She's like, wait, hold up. That something ain't right about that. And he still tried to pressure her there. And he's like, let's go. And he was going to try to take her into her aunt and uncle's bedroom to have sex. Who does that? I'm sharing this because even though she found herself in that uncomfortable situation earlier in the day, he put her back in that situation later in the day, because he was paying attention to things that she had no idea that he was paying attention to. Why does this matter? It matters because there are people who are around you on the outside looking in that are trying to find ways to manipulate us, that are trying to find ways to twist us and turn us away from the things that we know is right, from the things that it is that we're doing that is propelling us forward into purpose. They're doing whatever they can to pull us backwards. So we have to be like Jazz, and we have to be vigilant about what's going on around us. But more importantly, we've got to be able to stand our ground. What was so amazing in watching that episode is seeing this teenage young woman who was very articulate, very clear on what she wanted and what she didn't want it, very clear on what she was willing and not willing to tolerate. And that was all a part of the process. That was all a part of the plan. And so I'm sharing this because I want us to take some time to reflect on our circle. Reflect on who is it that we have in our circle. Are they meaning us good or are they meaning us bad? When you think about that, are they pushing you to do things that you know rise to your standards, that you know rise to the place that you're being called to? Or are they distracting you from that? That is where we need to be having our mind reflecting in this season as we begin to close out 2020. But not only that, in order to find out whether or not these people around you are right for you and are upholding you and uplifting you and helping to propel you into your next and into your purpose and into your destiny, it's important to take a step back and say, well, wait a minute. What is my purpose? Do I understand what my next is? Do I have a frame of reference around me that I know where I need to position myself? Do I very clearly have boundaries and standards that I will not allow myself to cross or anyone else to cross? If we don't have those boundaries, then sure, anybody's going to cross them. So this is the time to self-reflect and say, wait a minute, what is it that I need to do differently? What is it that I need to shift in my mindset? What is it that I need to remind myself of? What promises do I need to stand on? And then the third thing is to reflect on who you're influencing. So when you think about how you've developed some of your standards, some of your boundaries, some of your priorities, some of your values, have you passed those down to the next generation? Whether you're a parent or not, somebody is watching you. Somebody is being mentored by you. Somebody is learning and gleaning from you. So what is it that you're presenting? What is it that you're representing? So before we break, I want you to think about three things. I want you to get on your mind three things to think about. The first thing is, who's in your circle? Are they uplifting you and helping to propel you forward? The second thing is, what are your standards and values? Do you understand what it is that is most important, and are you staying true to those things? And then number three, are you aware that there are people watching you, and what is it that you are displaying and exemplifying? Let's break. I know that was a lot to think about, but it's so critical in this season because there's no way that we can say that we're ready for next, that we're ready to kind of wash away 2020 and grow into 2021 without really understanding what it is that we're doing and what it is that we're bringing to the table. So this is our opportunity to self-reflect on where we are and what we're doing, the challenges that we've had. When you think about values and standards, when you think about your circle, when you think about your influence, that all takes me back to the Proverbs 31 woman. I'm not going to read the entire text because there are quite a few chapters and there are a lot of different dynamics. What I want to point out is, I'm not trying to tell you to be this perfect woman. I'm not trying to tell you to have everything perfectly aligned in your life like this woman in this story. But what I do want you to take hold of is this one particular scripture. If you spend some time reflecting on Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 29, it reads as follows. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. That is critical. And when you take time to reflect on that, I want you to put your name in those spaces. Many women do noble things, but Marquita surpasses them all. Many women do noble things, but I surpass them all. I want you to really think about that. Are you in a place, in a position to say that you are aligned in various areas of your life, that you are grounded in your standards and values? You know your priorities. You put those priorities first. You know how to take care of yourself. You know how to take care of your home. You have yourself surrounded by the right circle that will affirm you and that will uplift you. And while you're doing so, there are people in the midst watching you, learning from you, gleaning from you, who are supporting you, encouraging you, giving you praise and glory because they recognize the power and the call, the anointing on your life. Are you this Proverbs 31 woman? Are you this woman who has done noble things? Are you this woman that stands out and above the rest, out from the crowd and above the rest? Are you that woman? When you think about who you are at the core, when you think about your standards and values, that's what it all comes back to. And I know this scripture focuses on women, and there are going to be some men listening, but this is for men too. No, I'm not suggesting that you put yourself in a woman's shoes, but are you, man, presenting yourself as the man of the household so that the women in your lives can be who they're called to be? Have you positioned yourself and respected yourself so that your standards and your values rise up? We talked earlier about Jasmine and the young man that was trying to pressure her. Whoever is listening to this podcast, take a moment and self-reflect. Are you the person influencing, or are you the person being influenced? And when you think about that, are you influencing for good, or are you influencing for bad? When someone is trying to influence you, are you resisting because you're standing firm on values, or are you giving in because your values are rocky? My God, when you know that you are like a tree planted by the river, you cannot be swayed. That is scripture. And so I want you to really, really get this in your core, get this on your mind, because these are the conversations that you need to be having with yourself and your spiritual guide over the next few weeks as we close out 2020. Before you go into another year, it is important that you self-reflect on who you are, self-reflect on where you are, self-reflect on what it is that you're projecting. If somebody were to stand on a stage and do an introduction for you, what would they say? What words would they use to build you up? What accolades would they use to build you up? If someone were writing your obituary, what would it say? Would they speak positive of you? Would they say that you are noble? Would they say that you're a person of integrity? Would they say that you're a person who exemplifies strong characteristics? Or would they say that person's got a lot of growing room? Now, don't get me wrong. We all have spaces to grow. We all have things that we can do to improve. The question is, are you positioning yourself to do all that you've been called to do in this season? Are you recognizing that what is in your hands is not for everybody to hold? When you spend some time reflecting on what it is to be a noble woman, I also want you to think about what it means to allow your light to shine ever so brightly. There is something inside of you that is bursting at the seams to come out. Are you allowing that to rise up, or are you hiding that and dimming your light? One of the scriptures that I've been reflecting on today is Luke chapter 8, verse 17. And I'm going to read this to you. I know that I usually only give you one scripture, but this just came to me. I'm actually going to read you a couple of scriptures. I'm going to start at verse 16. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 8, verse 16 reads as follows. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light. 17. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. That was Luke chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. What does that even mean? What it means is that there is something so powerful that has been put and birthed on the inside of you. The question is, are you allowing that light to shine, or are you allowing people around you to dim that light? Are your standards and your values dimming that light? Or are your standards and values allowing that light to shine? Recognizing that although there are some things that we do in dark that we hope nobody finds out, there are some things that we do in dark that God sees, God knows, good, bad, or indifferent. But there are things that are done that are for other people, that other people need to see that light illuminating inside of you. Remember, I said that there are people watching you, that there are people following you and modeling after you. And so there's a light inside of you. I want you to know that there is a light inside of you that is shining. The question is it a dim light or is it a brightly shining light? Again, are you that Proverbs 31 woman where in verse 29 it says that many women are noble, but you surpass them all? Are you surpassing the people or are the people surpassing you? That is what is critical in this season for you to reflect on. If you are looking to connect with somebody, if you are looking for a prayer partner, someone to stand in agreement with you, connect with me. Find me on social media, MarquitaGreenMotivates.com is the website, but you can find me at Marquita Green Motivates on Instagram and on Facebook. Connect with me, email me, call me, text me. All of my contact information is on my webpage. You don't have to undergo this journey alone, but I do want your light to shine. And so spend some time seriously reflecting on what needs to be shed so that your light can shine. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On the Beam. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you. And I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.